Welcome to Knoxville Farm and Homes. Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Assistant City Manager Aaron Adams to talk about the latest going on with the streetscape project. Latest streetscape meeting had the big announcement that Main Street is looking to be opened fairly soon. Tell us a little bit about the progress going on Main Street and what people can expect over the next few weeks.
Well, the work on Main Street has gone really well and is moving along quickly. The reoccurring theme of our conversation seems to be the weather recently, and that is going to be a factor, but at the same time, progress is being made. A lot of the paving is done up there now, and we've actually had the contractors who've been doing the brickwork, the aesthetic brickwork up there, and they really got a good jump on things earlier this week. So that specific part of the project is really moving forward quickly, and we anticipate Main Street being open by 4th of July weekend.
And that's really got to be encouraging to see it getting done a lot quicker than the mid-July timeframe that was originally expected. These guys are certainly working to try and get this done as quickly as possible.
Absolutely. And as city staff, we recognize that this is an imposition to our residents, especially to those businesses who are along that stretch of Main Street. And it's really been our intent from the beginning to get this work in and done as quickly as possible. So we're really working with the contractor to try and move things along as quickly as we can.
Now, with the progress going on Main, you also have progress going on Robinson. Robinson, a little bit behind Main. Tell us about the status on Robinson.
Robinson, not a whole lot has changed since the last update. Progress is steady. We still anticipate easily being open before Nationals, so we don't see any significant delays there. At the same time, haven't picked up a lot of time either, so we anticipate next month or so, we'll see some real headway on Robinson. It's really just been steady going, and I don't see any real changes from our most recent updates.
What are some of the things that construction crews are working on along Robinson?
Well, they still have some of that underground infrastructure that's being finished off with storm sewers, etc. So that's really the next part. And then it'll be beginning the framing to pour and to get it ready to be a street again, really, instead of the dirt that you see out there now. So not too much has changed with Robinson. It is a little behind Main. That was sort of the plan, and we're hoping to maybe catch up a little bit. I do anticipate there will be a space in between them versus Main being open and Robinson. But at the same time, no concerns at this point about it being open for Nationals.
What are some other things you want to tell people about in regards to the streetscape project?
Well, as always, I just want to express my gratitude to people who are patient with us and with the crews that are out there working. We're all doing our best to get this project done well, done cost-effective for the taxpayer, and to keep small businesses open. And as always, encourage people to come visit our downtown and to patronize those businesses. They really need your support, and we hope you can come out and give it to them and keep Knoxville strong.
Where can people find out more information on updates on the streetscape project?
We have biweekly streetscape meetings. The next one is going to be Tuesday the 23rd. That'll be here at City Hall at 10 a.m. And there's always a lot of good information there. So if you have any questions or concerns, that's a great time to come in and get those addressed. Also, our city website, which is www.knoxvilleia.gov. We try to keep that updated with all the latest on the front page there.
And that's today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, what a farm store should be. Thanks again to our guest assistant city manager Aaron Adams for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.